Hello and welcome. This is Diane Lake, your host, and I'm going to be sharing how you can understand and apply the prophetic through practical terms, practical ways, and practical means that make it relevant to everyday life so that you can prepare the way for the Lord's purposes to manifest in the earth. This is Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. Well, hey guys, welcome to episode 28. Titled, It's a Season of Wide Open Doors, Don't Hold Back. Well, I'm glad to be back. I had a week of vacation, and then right after we got back, or about the time we got back, I got a wicked cold, so I haven't had much of a voice in the last 2 weeks to be able to podcast. So the story is that my husband and I had gone to Fort Worth, Texas, where we attended the PBR World Finals. Now that stands for Professional Bull Riders, if you don't know that. The backstory being that I just finished a master in theological studies, and somewhere in that long, challenging process of completing this degree, my husband had told me he'd take me on a trip anywhere in the world I wanted to go to when I finished, and that's what I picked. So it was super fun. So glad we did it. And honestly, that's probably the first vacation the two of us have taken in about 25 years, if we haven't counted something in to the mix with ministry or family. Just us going to have fun. That's probably the first time in that amount of time. So I suppose it was due. But anyway, we really enjoyed ourselves. So the morning before we left, though, I had a prophetic experience before I woke up. And in this experience, the Lord was singing a song over me, to the tune of a country song titled So Many Skies. This song is by Carolyn Jones and Matthew Ramsey, if you care to find it. And this couple is singing about how lucky they are to have seen so many skies and about how many more skies they'll see together. Now, it's interesting that in Zephaniah 3:17, you'll actually find a reference to the Lord singing over you. That verse says, "The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." So believe it or not, this is an experience that I have every now and then. It hasn't happened in a while, but sometimes the Lord will sing over me. So it's pretty special when that happens. So the phrase that was ringing in the air as I woke up was this: I've got more ground to cover, and I've got more things to see. And it fit right in with that tune. It was pretty amazing, honestly. And since I didn't have to get up yet, though, I decided to stay in bed and to pray. I began to pray concerning the word that the Lord has given me over and over again, and confirmed over and over again, which is that someday our ministry will build an orphanage in India. So I began to intercede for this country, laying there in bed, its children, of course, and this future orphanage. As I did that, I distinctly heard the Lord say, "It will be a miracle orphanage. There will be miracles in it all the time." So one other thing that I heard before I got up, the Lord referenced a situation in which my husband and I had been considering writing a letter to a woman concerning a piece of real estate that we're interested in purchasing. And we actually have a background in property management and construction, and we have done that kind of thing before with good results. So I heard the Lord say, "Let's send that letter to the lady who owns that particular property." So that was a pretty amazing morning. So in my quiet time, as I was considering these things, it was like I could see wide open doors just starting to fling open. It's like nothing could stop it. And we had no idea of the things that we were going to see. It's interesting that Isaiah 22:22, which is a verse that many prophetic voices highlighted for 2022, it came to my mind immediately, and this is what that verse says: "The key of the house of David I will lay on his shoulder, so that he shall open and no one shall shut, and he shall shut and no one shall open." Now that's very similar to Revelation 3:7-8, which is partly a direct quote of that scripture in Isaiah, which says, "These things he says who is holy, who is true, who has the key of David, who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it." Isn't that amazing? So, friends, I firmly believe that the things that I heard are for many other believers and for you who are listening, in addition to myself. And you, friends, have more ground to cover and you have more things to see. Doors of opportunity are about to fling wide open for you, and you also, as well as me, have no idea of the things you're about to see. Amen. Now, you might not be a PBR fan, but I do believe that God has positioned you strategically somewhere that not everyone else can relate to or will be. And through our experience at these finals, I gained some more insight into what the Lord had been speaking to me. One of the things that kept happening was that we would just end up in the right place at the right time, or meet or be seated next to someone who was central or influential. In fact, through a chance meetup in an elevator, we became friends with the parents of some of the participants. We ended up seated in the arena next to the widow, family, and friends of the man who was honored in a special ceremony as being one of the most influential men in establishing the whole of the PBR, and for whom the championship trophy was named after. His name was Jerome Robinson. You could Google that and find some information if you were curious. And in addition to playing such an important role in the PBR, he's also arguably said to be one of the most influential men in Western sports history. We kept walking into opportunities to get our pictures taken with riders where they would be available to fans at sponsors' tables, but there would not be anyone else around. In fact, one time this happened, and a lady who was at the sponsorship table and represented them, she was like asking us, "Do you want your picture taken? Do you want your autographs with these guys?" And so what we really discovered that we had fun encouraging them, speaking life into them, and we even prayed for healing for one kid's back in Jesus' name. That was a pretty special opportunity. So some of the riders that we had pics taken with include Silvano Alves, I got to say that right, who has earned 3 PBR World titles, Ramon De Lima, who we watched win the PBR event in Nampa, Idaho. We have a daughter in Boise, and we had visited her. I think that was in April. Also, Cole Maloncon, Colton Fritzlin, who ended up number 5 overall pick in the first ever PBR team's draft, and Derek Cabalba, and we prayed for healing for his back. So you can see some of these picks on our website, the version of the article by the same title as this podcast. And that's at www.starfireministries.org. Or if you want to see a bunch of pics, you can go to my personal Facebook page, which has a handle of at Diane M.T. Lake. M.T. is in Montana. And then there's the pic that got away. So as much fun as we had getting pics with some of these riders, there's one that we could have gotten that we didn't, which I did regret. I do regret. So what happened was that when we first got there, we had the opportunity to have our pick taken with Dalen Swearingen of New York, who did end up winning the whole PBR 22 world title. And again, he was just sitting there. No one else was around, except for we didn't understand at that point the opportunity that was there. And by my nature, in that kind of situation, my first instinct is to just pass on by, right? I don't want to bother the people or something. Give them their privacy. Well, I didn't understand what's going on, apparently. And because I hesitated, we walked right on past him. We didn't know what we had missed, right? Until later. So after he'd won, I'm thinking to myself, why on earth did I hesitate? Why didn't I take that step forward towards him? And he would have been more than willing. The people that represent the sponsorship would have been more than willing to take our picks, all these things. And because I saw divine fingerprints all over this missed opportunity, I asked the Lord if there was anything he wanted to say to me or if he was trying to teach me anything through this experience, right? Because I'm like, what did I miss here? And here's what I felt he spoke to me about this particular missed opportunity. I felt I heard him say, "Don't hold back. It's not the season to hold back." Now, if we had gotten our picture taken with him, we would have celebrated in the moment. This is what I still hear the Lord saying. But we would not have learned the lesson to not hold back. Wow, that's pretty profound, honestly. So one final thing about these doors that I feel are going to fling open before you is that some of these doors will surprise you, and you might feel totally unqualified or out of your element. Several months ago, the Lord began giving me a list of 7 abilities to give you a new agility for navigating in this new era that's begun, that we're in. And one of them is a supernatural ability to be able to accomplish tasks that were previously unattainable. Now, shortly after I heard that about the supernatural ability, my husband was offered a position as an assistant football coach at our local high school. Now, this is the same high school where he served on the school board for a number of years and where we successfully removed Planned Parenthood from the sex education program. Now, you can read about that in an article titled God's Reformation Plan Includes You. Again, you can find that on our website easily. There's a search bar there. And there are so many reasons why I am very excited about this opportunity for him and for what the Lord plans to do in this community through the new coaching staff. The head coach, in fact, who's just taken this program on, is a very good friend of ours. He's on our board. He has an incredible apostolic anointing, and he has a history through teaching and coaching. He's had a career as a guidance counselor and a head football coach. He comes into a community and basically just transforms it. He transforms it as he reshapes the football program into a winning program, and he has such a mentality of doing it through the Lord's eyes and as the Lord directs him. So it's just going to be incredible to watch what the Lord does. Now, like I said, this has 7 mountain transformation written all over it. And that's why I alluded to that article. You may want to go read that again. That's called God's Reformation Plan Includes You. And I know that sometime or another, I'm going to be doing a teaching or a podcast on the 7 mountains more specifically. But for now, you can go reference that. And I would not be at all surprised to see this community just turned upside down for God in some way. So we got to stay tuned on that one. But anyway, this was a completely unexpected door that opened, and one that will require my husband to have a supernatural ability to be able to navigate all this. Now, friends, I do not know what opportunities God has put before you or what he will put before you, but I can tell you this. I do know this. That it's the season to expect miracles, to send that letter, to take that risk, to take that first step, to try something new. This is not the season to hold back. And I heard the Lord say that you can rest assured God's got your back. All right? So let's just make a determination together to be bold in this season, to understand that these wide open doors are provided by the Lord as an opportunity to step through, and he's got our back. Let's be bold and not hold back. All right? Amen. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to our show wherever you listen to podcasts. And also, please rate and review it on iTunes, because your positive review helps us reach more people with our message. And please visit our website, www.starfireministries.org. Sign up for our newsletter there, and you can also donate, read our latest articles, and keep up to date with us on all of our social media sites there. Thanks again. I'll see you next time, and bless you.